Hello everyone and welcome to the Recreational Hazard Podcast, episode 12. We've been on a rather long hiatus due to staff difficulties. Cough, cough. And
staff difficulties, really? That's the excuse you're going with?
Yeah, that's the excuse I'm going with. Not that I was too lazy to do it every other day. It's like,
Your laziness knows no bounds.
Oh, I'm stretching. Oh, that's a good start. That's nice and professional. Yeah. Today we're going to be talking about the Eurogamer Expo over a month ago, Mr. Pandaria, and Guild Wars 2. But first off, let's start with introducing our one and only guest, slash co-presenter, slash whatever. Go on.
Can I get that on a t-shirt? Slash whatever.
You're just slash
No, that's it. We're going to need to get this trending. Hashtag whatever.
Hashtag scrub.
Oi.
Alright, introduce yourself. No one knows who you are, honestly.
If they don't know who they are, they don't deserve to listen to this, because they haven't obviously listened to nine every other one, apart from the one I wasn't there.
Yeah. So who are you?
Jesus.
Alright, he's waded. Let's not muck about the bush. Muck about. That's not even the right expression, is it? It's like, oh god, this train wreck's already rolling off the tracks.
I'm a bit worried about which bush you're referring to.
My bush.
It is a mucky bush, but,
stop thinking about it. I saw you checking it out a year ago, and you were like, yeah, that's hot.
I think I'm being sick.
Good. Alright, what have you been playing this week? Well, let's not say this week, the last few weeks, because it's been a while.
Good question. Pretty much just Red Alert 2, Command & Conquer Generals, and wow.
Brilliant. That's exciting. That's exciting shit right there. I have been playing XCOM, Enemy Unknown, on the PC, which is beautiful. It's amazing. It's difficult, and it makes me cry.
I'll probably just get it when it drops in price, but for the moment, I don't have the income to put towards it.
Barlakes.
I'm moving in 2 weeks. I have no spare money.
I didn't know that, did I? You didn't tell me.
No, it's just been what I've been on about for the last, like, 3 weeks.
I've been listening really hard.
Yes.
Okay.
On November the 9th, me and one of my current housemates have got a flat, and we will be moving on the 9th.
And they call it Guy Love, that's all it is.
No, it's going to work out to be about the same price as what we're paying now. The only pain in the ass thing is we have to put like a grand down just to actually move in.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, that sounds like fun. Alright, and I've been playing World of Warcraft too.
A little bit of this, like, yeah, I've been playing it too. And then followed by a silence as if, yep, that's happening.
Yep. I slipped back in a couple of months ago. I might have even said on the podcast, yeah, I'm never playing WoW again. Yeah, that happened. Alright, let's talk about the Eurogamer Expo.
Yep,
that happened. Alright, the Eurogamer Expo was in London, Earls Court, September 26th to something like October 1st or whatever.
It's 4 days, so I think...
a bit off there. Something like that. It was between. We were there between those dates, so it's fine.
Yep.
So, basically, big convention full of nerds and games. Sweet.
Yeah, it was quite good.
Yeah, it was quite good. Alright, let's talk about day one. What did you do day one? This is a stupid way to describe it, actually. It's like, what did you do there? I don't know.
I can't fucking remember what I did on day one. Day one, we... played...
games.
Yeah, day one I played Tomb Raider, I remember that. And
God, Tomb Raider.
I think...
The demo sucked.
The demo sucked, but I think it did a good job.
It has potential.
Yeah, I think what it did well was it showed how the game works, like the controls and that, and they were really tight. The only problem I didn't like is the fact that I shot a deer straight between the eyes, it fell over, and then immediately went into a cutscene where the deer ran for a bit and then fell over.
Yeah, I got that. It's like, But my problem with it, when we actually got to play the demo, me and Steve queued up after you and Dej had gone back to the hostel to fuck. Basically, it's like you queue up for like 20 minutes. I'm not complaining about the queue times because, hey, that's part of the convention. But you queue up, and it's 90% cutscene, that game. So by the time you've gotten there, you've watched everyone else do it. It's
like, the thing is, though, it is a very cutscene-heavy game, and that's just the type of game Tomb Raiders generally tend to be.
Like, fuck, Tomb Raider 1 through 3 was not cutscene-based.
Well, no, okay, the more recent ones.
Yeah.
Which is a bit... because the recent ones were... Nah. But I think the fact is, as well, it was near the very beginning of the game where it started it, because it was the kind of tutorial on hunting. So, generally, if you think about it, games tend to have a bit more cutscenes at the beginning because they are setting a scene.
Yeah, I think the problem with the... I think with demos in general, especially at conventions when you've only got a short time to play them, if you set the demo during the tutorial, then you're not going to get much of a feel for the game because you're just, like, on rails. Yeah.
Sorry, I am discussing it as well, but I was just thinking about...
I was kicking nail varnish off my fingers.
I was just thinking about a topic that we could bring up a bit later on. I was just kind of having a look through it and just thinking, really? Really? But I'll bring that up later.
I like the way you didn't question that I had nail varnish on me. Like, what?
I don't question anything you do anymore.
It was Halloween party last night, so, yeah.
You went as a woman?
Yeah. I went as some sort of weird puff.
Yourself, then?
Yeah. Instead of saying day one, whatever we did, let's just go with the games we saw there. It's like, alright, we mentioned Tomb Raider, that was very cutscene heavy. I think that was very much on rails. I hope it goes a bit more free-roaming.
Probably, I think the later game tends to go that way. There was Gears of War Judgment, which was... I didn't actually mind that. I found
That wasn't too bad when we all... when the four of us teamed up and just destroyed the other guys. It's like, you guys
over
suck.
Over 30 seconds. what else was there? You and Dej were pretty much playing Heart of the Swarm.
Yeah, don't remind me. That went bad.
There was Halo 4.
Alright, let's talk about Halo 4. What did you think of it?
I probably wouldn't have minded it that bad if either it wasn't the fact that they've completely changed the control system. So I was running up to melee someone, and I could tell the other person was thinking the exact same thing as we went to run and melee each other. As we got into melee range, we both reloaded our guns.
People had changed the controls about it. They hadn't actually...
No, that was the default control. I actually went in and checked.
Really?
Yes.
I've since, played Halo 4, the release version, at a friend's house through entirely legal means. Let's not gloss over that. But the controls actually felt pretty smooth and natural to me, except from changing grenades, which was like, right, now you got to take your thumb off the analog stick and move it down to the D-pad just to switch grenades. In the heat of combat, that is retarded. It's like, well,
if you've got big hands like me, you can just like kind of get it with the kind of bottom of your thumb. That makes sense.
Lean the analog stick all the way back to hit the D-pad. That's stupid, though, isn't it? You have to agree it was better on the left bumper or whatever it was.
It has potential, but I reckon when we played it, I wasn't a fan of it.
Yeah.
I'll probably still get it just to play the campaign, because I don't mind the Halo story kind of thing, which is redundant because it's a shooting game, but still.
Halo has a fairly decent outside of the game story, because the books are actually pretty well written and enjoyable.
But because I like the kind of... I've read the books, and like most of the books, and the kind of Halo universe does interest me.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. It's the same reason I read the WoW books, because I like the kind of way that the universe is being constructed, and sometimes you feel a bit disjointed. Like, when you go into an expansion and some stuff's there, and you're thinking, why are they there? Why is Malfurion and Stormwitch suddenly appeared in Cataclysm? Well, if you read the Stormwitch book, it tells you, but it doesn't really tell you in-game.
Yeah.
Why is Fandral Stormhelm, the guy who was the leader of the Night Ultras when Malfurion was asleep? Why is he suddenly evil?
Holy shit, where did this mana bomb come from?
Exactly, shit like that.
Why is Jake suddenly Archmage?
She was an Archmage before, but she didn't use the title, so, yeah.
Anyway, back to Eurogamer.
What else was there? There was Black Ops 2.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I'm not a big fan of Call of Duty games, but I actually enjoyed that. Crysis 3. Assassin's Creed 3.
We need to really elaborate on these. It's like, Assassin's Creed 3 was
some of them don't need to be good. Yeah, that's why I haven't had my Xbox plugged in for about 2 months now. I plugged it in yesterday thinking, this weekend I will play Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Oh, some of
I haven't
shit.
Even turned it on yet. But I haven't completed it. I want to complete it so by the time I actually play it 3, it's I know what the fuck's happening.
It's so shit though, Wadey.
I know, I've seen the ending, but I like the ending, but it's like, I need to actually go down and sit down and play this game just to get the bits in between. But, you know.
Yeah.
Far Cry 3.
That was alright, I guess. I suppose I was a bit annoyed with the lack of challenge. It was a jeep full of enemies. I didn't even aim. I just held down the right trigger, sprayed random bullets, and they all fell down. It's like,
I think that's the kind of point, though. I think with the actual demo, it was on easy mode, because I asked one of the guys, because I can see where they're coming from with that. What's the point in having a demo where you just brutally get killed? Unless it's a game like Dark Souls. If you have a demo where you just get brutally get killed, most people will be put off by that.
Yeah, but you shouldn't suck so bad. I know we saw a lot of people who were really terrible.
Yeah. Remember when we were queued up to see Assassin's Creed 3, and just the amount of people that were sat there dying over and over and over again. And we were just sat there going, it's painful watching this.
I did die once.
Build the queue. I failed the mission once and died once. I died once because obviously the new counter system, I wasn't expecting it to be the way it was. And I failed where you're not supposed to be detected.
Yeah, that happened.
And what happened was I was leaning against the wall and I popped my head out. And just as I popped my head out, the guy turned round and looked at us and I was like, oh, fuck.
I'll tell you how I dodged. I was fighting he's like the final boss guy of that section.
The Scottish guy with the kilt.
Yeah, basically, what I didn't know is I was unarmed, so I didn't actually have any weapons out. So I was like, I was just constantly blocking. He didn't actually kill me, I was just there for ages. And then Steve comes along, he just finished, it was like, oh, you can change your weapon. And it's like, and then I insta-kill him. It's like, woo.
Yeah. I was trying to block people, and I was blocking them, but then nothing was happening. I was like, how come I'm not countering here? Then I figured out what the counter thing was, and I got hit in the back and died, and I was like, okay, right.
The counter thing actually is really intuitive.
And got one health bar knocked off in the second time I tried this, and just fucking laced that Scottish guy like there was no tomorrow.
Did you see, like, the people randomly walking into the fire and dying?
I was just like, have you never played Assassin's Creed game before? Have you never played fucking any game before? Stand and fire, you are going to get hurt.
I reckon they were Death Knights. It's like...
Ah, wow, humour.
Yeah, we'll get onto that in a bit.
What else was there? There was Dishonored.
Oh, Dishonored. The demo was good, actually. The demo was quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
They don't... Actually, I didn't think they gave you enough of a tutorial for that. Just let you go on your way.
Like the demo, I haven't purchased the actual game just because I've heard that's a really short campaign. I mean, there's lots of explorable things, but
we can come to that in a minute if you like.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's
twice.
Possibly, I might get that when it's reduced in price. I'll get a second hand.
Wholeheartedly, get it when it's cheaper. But
exactly,
the demo. Yeah. They're basically, boys and girls. What the demo entailed was you had to go kidnap someone, which is in the halfway through the game. And the demo gave you all these powers, and unlike me, who'd actually followed the game fairly closely because that really piqued my interest, I didn't. Most people didn't have a clue what the powers were doing, so
I didn't even know they were there. I went through that whole demo without a single power, and then according to Steve, who just blinked from rooftop to rooftop. And
that was me.
Oh, was it you? I thought it was Steve.
Yeah, Steve was also the one who was like running and kill everyone. No, because you go from rooftop to rooftop, and just that's so easy. That actually brings me to the full game. It's so easy. I did two playthroughs. I did my first playthrough, which was kill everyone and get the crazy chaos achievement, and the second playthrough was no detection and no kill playthrough. That was much more fun, actually. It was really challenging because it was like the AI was a bit spastic, and it's like,
yeah, it's a chaos mechanic in there.
Holy shit. Someone just blinked past me. Get him. So you could not have possibly seen that.
What else did we play?
We'll get to Metal Gear Rising last, because that's...
Yeah, that, I'm leaving that until last. Alien Colonial Marines?
I wasn't keen on that, but not because it was a bad game.
But I wasn't happy with the thing, the fact that, basically what happened was, because the aliens were quite buggy at the time,
yeah,
they had the devs playing the aliens, where the players played the Marines.
Yeah.
And there was a major problem in that the devs knew what the controls were and everything. They were really good at it. The Marines, not so much. And it was a bit of a case where they didn't really explain it to you as well. I had the problem where I was restricted to one weapon lockout,
yeah,
because of the fact that the other weapon lockouts were grayed out. I didn't realise if you flick through the analogs, no, it wasn't even the analogs, it was the trigger buttons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The trigger buttons, it would flick to the next set. So I was restricted to a automatic shotty and basically a one-shot rifle, single shot. So it was like, that's the wrong way around. Steve, one of the guys who we went with, his controller broke halfway through and he couldn't turn left or right.
That's brilliant, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
What I found is that putting the players against the dev team is really unfair because the developers weren't even like, I hate to say it, they weren't playing exactly fair.
They were camping like a bitch.
Yeah, basically.
The thing that got
I just spawned in. And the aliens had the ability to insta-kill you as well. They had the ability to pin you down, and if one of your teammates, and because you're with an uncoordinated team of random scrubs, apart from you guys, of course, that they just pin you down and you died. There was nothing you could do about it. And they could do this ability from, I don't know, fucking miles away.
I had a really, really... I got really angry at the end of it. Cause, I mean, it is a bit petty, but they give away a T-shirt to the person who got the highest score.
Yeah.
For me, the way that it was, the person who had the highest score, I think, ended up with 10 kills, 0 assists.
Yeah.
I had 3 kills.
10 assists.
12 assists. Because I was using the shotgun, because my rifle was shit. He was just spraying and getting the last hit. He got the T-shirt. And I knew which one it was, because he was just fucking following me around like a dick. He wasn't doing anything constructive. And he got all my kills, essentially.
Yeah.
And I was really angry by that. Because then, when I was saying it's a bit crap that the lockouts were locked. And the guy said, oh, no, you can change them using the trigger keys. And I was like...
Eh? What? Trigger keys? That's a really odd place to...
It was a PC version, I will admit. So that probably on a controller, it needed to be rebound a bit. But as the default configuration, that was shit. Who would have known that? You would have thought analog stick or D-pad at least. And that really annoyed me with it. I'm hoping the game is better on launch.
Yeah, yeah.
I really am.
Something else that bothered me. There's random weapons spawned about the map, like the pulse rifle. Is it
never found one.
The pulse rifle from the movie, Aliens?
Yeah, I know.
I found it in the last 40 seconds.
Is that the one that one of the aliens was basically camping?
Yeah. So I found it, picked it up, insta-killed. And I saw other people walking in there getting insta-killed beforehand. I was like... You guys, this is not the way to sell your game or give anyone a tasteful preview. All right, we've talked enough about Aliens.
Super Smash Bros. PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation All Stars.
That's what it's called.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. To be honest, everyone's like, "Oh, it's a clone." Even that guy who fucking ambushed us.
I will get to him in a sec. But that game actually plays really well, and I think.
That's the thing. I like that type of game. I don't care if it's a copy. A lot of games are copies of each other now. You could arguably say that this fighting game is a copy of this fighting game. But it's the fact that it plays differently, but along the same lines. And it was really enjoyable. True, some of the characters were shit.
No, but I think you can walk away from that game and say, yeah, that's different.
I had a fun time.
Wait, different. Yeah, we had a fun. You wrecked me, but...
Yeah, I was playing as New Dante.
I was playing as Cole, wasn't I? And I couldn't work him out for shit.
Oh, no. The first time I played, because I played it twice while I was waiting for you, Loss. I played the first time as New Dante, the second time as Raiden from Metal Gear. And the first time I played as Dante, and some of his abilities were really shit.
Yeah.
Really, really bad. And then you look at Raiden, and he was just way overpowered. And
you played this Raiden when we were playing it. You wrecked.
It was just like, okay, use my ultimate. Just run over, one shot. And then someone would respawn and one shot them before my ultimate ran out.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. I loved this.
It was fun, though, and I could see that actually being quite an enjoyable game.
I could see, possibly not know my friends, and the fact that you can't play any game with Steve without being off the internet, because as soon as he starts losing, he starts hitting you with things. So using it. So playing Smash Bros. With them where the Wiimote is perfectly for hitting people with isn't a good idea.
Alright, let's talk about the funk tardy who ambushed us. So he comes up to us, he goes, "You guys enjoying this game?" Yeah, and then he goes, "Is this game a complete rip-off of Super Smash Bros.?" I start going, "Not really." And he goes, "There we have it. It's a complete rip-off." It's like, that's not what I was saying. I was going to say that it falls into the 2D brawler category, because Super Smash Bros. Isn't the actual first game that follows that.
No, there's been a few in there.
But Super Smash Bros. Is obviously the most famous, the most popular.
Mm.
And I don't think it's fair to compare PlayStation All-Stars to it.
No. Anyway, it is just the fact that, obviously, Nintendo's is like that, and then obviously Sony bringing out their own. You know, it's arguably like saying, oh, well, like, Metroid is the Nintendo shooting game set by, like, where the characters are space marine type thing, fighting aliens. And then you look at Halo, which is the exact same thing, but on Xbox.
Yeah,
And then you look at Resistance, which is pretty much the exact same thing on the PlayStation.
But the thing is, there's a difference between a blatant clone and just inspired by. I'd say that Halo's inspired by Aliens, blatantly.
Yeah.
Because even the first few scenes of Halo 1, it's the same ship, it's the same cryo scene.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking is that, basically, games like Modern Warfare 3, there's a game called Modern Combat 3. Yeah. That's a rip-off. That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
PS Vita, did you get to have a go with that?
I did. I played the new Assassin's Creed on it, but the fact was it was one of them demos where you can't restart it, so if someone stops halfway through, you just have to continue their playthrough. And I basically picked it up as a guy had left it, and he just had got it so lost. I had no fucking idea on the controls, where to go, and I asked one of the guys, can I reset? And he went, oh no, it only resets after a certain amount of time, or if someone gets the end. And I was like, well, where do I go from here? And he was like, oh, I don't know.
Well,
and he was just like, so I just basically put it down after that, and I was literally on it for 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's the problem with some of those demos, they were a bit...
The thing that had me was, some of them had actual devs and sales people who actually knew the game there. The rest of them just had, must have just been office staff or fucking actors and shit, and just, who knew fuck all about it.
XCOM had actual devs there, didn't it? And they were, Aliens had an actual dev coming around talking to people. We got a pretty good talk with them for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? While we were queued up, he seemed all right. He was the one who explained about the fact why the devs were playing the aliens. Kind of what the alien classes were and everything. So he actually gave us quite a bit of information on it, whereas some of them, would be in a queue for God knows how long, and you just get there, there'd be some blonde fucking, lass there. It's like, okay, just stand there, you get there, fucking... Right, do you know anything about what you're pointing at here?
And we're off the air because we've been misogynists.
No, come on.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, Booth Babes, fuck off.
They've
been banned, haven't they?
While we were there, I actually did think about this a few times because I thought it was a bit odd. As you go into the area, straight away as you go in, Virgin Gaming had sponsored the event. They had a Virgin Gaming booth there. And usually when you get booth bibs, they're around the booth, they're selling. But the booth bibs weren't there. They were in the 18 plus area.
Good.
And I was thinking, okay, I'm guessing it's because of what they're wearing, but it kind of defeats the objective.
They didn't stay in the 18 plus area, though. They buggered off.
No, they did stay in the 18 plus area.
After the first few days, they got told they had to stay there.
Yeah, and basically what they were wearing was really tight red top pants and tube chops, and they had a QR scanner on their ass cheek.
Yeah.
And then I noticed as the last couple of days went on, they were wearing black leggings.
Yeah.
I thought they've someone's had a go at them. And it, I mean, don't get me wrong. Then at Crisis, Nvidia had some booth babes there, which were like kind of, they weren't really skimpy outfits, but they were like kind of black t-shirt, black trousers, but they were really tightly strung and they were really fit.
you sound really pervy here, but
well, not as bad as you when we walk past the Just Dance truck and the gaming creatives were doing, what was it, Just Dance? Not Just Dance, Jump Around even?
Yeah, bad cobbler. Bad cobbler.
Anyway, next game, Natural Selection 2.
Yeah, that was pretty good, except the bit where I got stuck. Remember, I got wedged between the...
That was pretty... And the guy was just like, it took me, and he was like, yeah, and he went, oh, right,
We don't actually have a command for that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, GG. And he goes, he opens up the console and, like, types in a really weird command, just like, yeah, you're dead. And I was like, ah. That was really fun, though. We just took it to the alien hive and sat there with flamethrowers and shit.
I'll probably get that game.
Yeah, I'll pick it up. Company Heroes 2? What did you think?
Liked it.
Loved it, actually.
I've
got two babies right here.
Yeah. I took mine in my cupboard somewhere.
I've got two here. I might give one out at the end of the show.
Yeah, if you are actually listening to this, look at Dickwad on Twitter and you'll find a Company of Beta Hero case that's all already be used. Ha ha ha.
I think I might... Yeah, by me. No, they haven't been scratched out either.
Oh, no.
Actually, I'll give them out on Twitter in a few weeks.
That's why I said look at Twitter.
What the hell was that? It sounded like a bear just escaped in the room.
He just spammed and caught my microphone.
You've gone further away. You've gone really quiet. Move closer.
That is closer.
You're really quiet now.
Turn me up then. I've not changed anything.
That's better. Don't move.
Echo.
Wait, stop whispering.
What other games did we play?
Oh shit, well, I think there's
Dead or Alive.
Yeah, that's alright, we got screwed by the Shinsty.
No, I was the one who brutalised Skid
Steve. I beat the first round against Dirt and he started hammering the X button, so I died.
Was there anything else? Hitman Absolution.
I didn't get to play that, but I want to know what you thought.
You didn't miss much. It was a really bad demo, basically. It just dropped during it. Didn't tell you any of the controls. There wasn't any sheets on the desk that told you any of the controls. Yeah. And it's like, okay, kill this guy. It was like, right, what command is it to actually bring up your gun? And it was just a case of, right, okay, I think this is to target him. No, I've just shot a member of the crowd and everyone is now killing me.
You're
it
a
tough was... Fan. A case of it, they needed to give some clarification to that, and I would have been happy.
But Hitman's quite a complex controlled game, isn't it?
Is exactly, and the fact that they didn't give you any, like.
People were dying left, right, and center. I didn't actually see anyone who managed to do stealth.
No, I didn't. I couldn't.
Devil May Cry, the new one. Oh, God.
I think the controls were really good.
The controls were really good, but. It didn't seem like Devil May Cry.
It didn't.
I don't even think it needed to be called Devil May Cry. I could do better if it wasn't.
It's a new origin story, but the fact is Devil May Cry 3 was kind of an origin story.
Yeah.
And then, this is why, the reason he doesn't have black hair and that is because it's pre-Dante Dante. And I was thinking, yeah, but Virgil's there and Virgil's got white hair. And if the twins, like identical twins.
Maybe they just said that Dante dyed his hair black because he was being a rebel. The thing is, the gameplay was really fun, wasn't it? It was
really fun. I think I'll probably still end up picking it up.
Yeah, I'll pick it up, easy.
I'll give it a couple of weeks before it comes out.
It was quite fun, though. We didn't die because it was piss easy. That's the problem, is a lot of the games were set to like easy mode because you all suck.
Yeah, definitely.
Alright, last game that we haven't talked about, Metal Gear Rising.
Yeah.
Best game of the show.
Exact opposite of what we were just talking about, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That game was so unforgiving.
But it was brilliant.
I like the fact that, you know that holographic poster we got and the t-shirt cobbler?
Yeah.
You're only supposed to get them if you kill the last boss.
Yeah, I know.
We got them anyway.
I just went up to him and went, can we get some t-shirts? Yeah, do you want these as well? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but that game was really unforgiving, and it's actually making me think of picking up a PlayStation 3 just to play that.
It's on Xbox.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
But I'm going to get it for PS3 anyway.
Yeah.
But that the game looks so much... That was so much fun to play. The controls were...
I like that fact that, like, you could slow down time and choose the angle of your blade.
Remember that bit?
Really carefully, just slicing off the heads, and you just looked at me, and I was just mashing the analog stick, and they were just turned into pieces on the ground. It was like, I'm doing that, and I was just like, mess the analog stick.
Remember when we saw Dirge and he'd accidentally cut the bridge he needed to walk across?
Yeah!
It's like, fuck.
I love it that we were just there for ages, and then when the guys came up and went, alright lads, it's been over 20 minutes, and we're like, oh, has it?
Yeah, I didn't mind though, to be fair.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes is a good go. But the thing that bothered me is one of those things that you didn't get told, one of the controls. Is like, I saw you guys after I'd finished healing up. Remember when you cut someone in half, you could heal up by grabbing their spine?
It does tell you that.
I didn't get told that.
I didn't even do the tutorial and it told me that.
I don't remember it.
If you listen to the cutscene at the beginning, he says to you, if you grab their spines and rip them out, it'll release nanobites that repair you, and also I will pay you a hefty sum for them.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, because I was skipping the cutscene.
You skipped the cutscene! Hey! Yeah. There you go. So it does tell you just...
But the reason I skipped the cutscene is because I didn't want to ruin it for myself at once.
Spoiling the story, then go here.
So, obviously, not knowing that one detail has like made the game really hard for me.
Yeah.
I was like, when you're fighting those two robots, and it's like, rocket launcher guys, everyone was like, my health just dropped, and there's like...
Yeah, it was just me, with them legs on them Metal Gear things, really creepy.
The geckos, yeah.
Anyway, I think that's...
I got to see Hideo Kojima's conference. I got to sneak in there, technically, because there was a massive queue, and they started telling people, yeah, guys, the place is full, you can't come in. And I was like, ah, just slipped to the front of the queue.
I didn't even bother.
No, you just dropped me off there. I was like,
yeah. Well, pretty much I spent the most of the time on my Todd, because you were all either sat at the fucking Heart of the Swarm thing, Dave was trying to cast it and Steve was just meshing about on Battlefield, or you were in the like conference thing, and I was just going around, I was just chatting with some of the devs. Like,
I was in a lot of conference things, wasn't I?
I was gonna say, while you were away, I was chatting to the XCOM guys.
Yeah.
One of them was there because I was just like, I walked past there, and I wouldn't have another go on it, but there was a bit of a queue in that, and one of the guys was just having a bit of a chat to us, and I was like, oh, have you already played? And I was like, yeah, and he says, what do you think? It's really good. And just started going over bits and that, and so I had a nice chat with him. Most of it I can't really remember.
The demo didn't do the full game justice, once again.
No, it's, he was like, are you going to get it? And I was like, probably, and stuff like that, and he was a really nice bloke. He was like going into it a bit and that, and saying he was saying how they would have liked to do this and that, but couldn't. I can't remember what it was now, because to be honest, half of the stuff I've never played an XCOM game before, and I think he might have thought I'd have played one before.
Yeah.
Because he was saying stuff, and I was like,
I might pick up the original GOG. It's like,
yeah. But a lot of them were there, were really friendly and that, and it was quite good, and we had a good time. Well, most of us did anyway.
Yeah. On a GOG, not GOG, Hideo Kojima even, sorry, I got confused. Basically, his conference was all about, it was the 25th anniversary of Metal Gear Solid, and he was talking about the newest Metal Gear Solid to come out, not Metal Gear Rising, that's a spin-off, but the actual Solid Snake game, Grand Zeroes. No, it's not MMO.
No, I thought it was.
No.
Oh, it's an open world thing, isn't it?
Yeah, open world. But that's going to be really sweet. We got to see a few minutes of gameplay and the opening cutscene, but that game looks so sweet. He was just answering questions and stuff from people on Eurogamer.net. But what bothered me is that doesn't this bother you whenever there's like ask the devs question for World of Warcraft? There's always like, they always choose to answer the most stupid questions. It's like, when will player housing be allowed? I didn't ask any questions.
But you said these are the most stupid questions.
Fuck you. No, it's like questions like, you know, it's like, I'm just thinking, when will people get player housing? They won't.
Anyway, I think we've saturated pretty much Eurogamer.
Didn't get to play the Wii U, we just say that. It's because...
Oh, that was not Microsoft. Nintendo, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
You put the Wii U, the 3DS, every single game you've got in one closed off area. I wanted to play either Trine or Zombie U. I couldn't give a shit about Mario games. I don't want to queue up with all the people who want to play the Mario games as well.
Yeah, there was a single queue for every single Nintendo thing.
I like that fact, though, that on one of the days, they put a sign up and it said, 3 hours from this point.
Yeah. What the fuck?
And it went a good 40 people beyond that point. It was just a joke. And
you didn't even get to pick what you go on when you get in there. It's like,
did you not?
No, they put you on something random.
That is bullshit. No, I'm sorry, Nintendo, you've lost my vote of confidence, although you never really had it in the first place.
I really did want to go on the Wii U, but I wasn't going to queue up for 3 hours just to...
The thing is, though, I couldn't give a shit about Mario game. It's going to be the exact same fucking thing as every other Mario
game. I don't give a shit about Mario games. I
wanted to play on Zombie game. I want to play on Zombie U or Trine.
Nintendo, if you're listening, I want a new Legend of Zelda soon.
Do you have one about a year ago?
Yeah, I know. I want another one. Oh. I'm insatiable. Anyway.
Can I bring up my subject? No. I've got another subject I want to bring up first.
Oh, go on then.
The Golden Joysticks Award has just taken place over in the UK, which is, if I'm not mistaken, it's a public choice award.
Yeah.
And I've basically been looking at some of the categories and winners, and I just want to run them past you and get your thoughts on it.
Alright.
So, for example, the best action game, the ones that were runners-up and the winner, listen to you, I don't have the full list of them, so I'm just going to read these ones out to you and just tell me what you think of them. Okay, so we have Batman Arkham City, Assassin's Creed Revelations, and Uncharted 3. Which of those do you think won the best action category?
I think Uncharted 3 deserves it.
But which one do you think won it?
Batman
won it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good game, though. I haven't played it, but I know from fact that because Arkham Asylum was good.
Arkham City is probably one of my favourite games in the last few years.
Arkham Asylum was good, but I didn't enjoy it personally, so I was like...
Yeah.
Even though it was good and other people enjoyed it, I'm not going to play the next one because it just didn't take my interest.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. The next category, pretty straightforward. Best DLC was Portal 2's DLC rather than Dawn Guard or Harley Quinn's Revenge, although I said Harley Quinn's Revenge probably would have beat it in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. Best downloadable. The category, the choices are the best downloadable.
Best downloadable what?
Game, I think, from what the actual things that it gives are. So we've got Walking Dead.
Alright, fair enough.
And Minecraft 360. What do you think won?
I think The Walking Dead should win it.
It went to Minecraft.
Oh, come on. Alright, let me talk this way. Minecraft 360 is a watered-down version of the PC version.
Why would you even play the one on the Xbox?
Alright, there's a reason for that. I can actually answer that. Crumbles has a crap laptop, so he can't run Minecraft. So he plays on the Xbox.
I get the point that's a Java game, but if you have a too crap laptop to even play Minecraft, you need to invest in actually buying some common sense. Never mind if you...
Common sense, yeah. You've got a laptop.
Yeah. Okay, the next one. This one will probably be a bit of a good one. Best free-to-play. Draw Something, Ghost Recon Commander, Slender.
I bet Ghost Recon won it.
Slender.
Alright, Slender was a good game. No, it was a good experience, because it wasn't a game.
Yeah.
You wandered around a forest, if you saw my Let's Play, which I deleted, so you probably didn't.
You deleted it?
Yeah, I didn't like it, so I deleted it. It was 20 minutes of me going through a forest going,
Okay, just the next one, right. There's one problem I have with this next category, just purely on something that you'll probably pick up on. Best MMO.
Okay,
Legends, World of Tanks, Star Wars The Old Republic. Now, glossing over the fact that League of Legends, it is an MMO.
Yeah, it's a massively multiplayer online, so technically it's an... But technically you could...
By that logic, you could say, yes, exactly. It's an online game, and it's 10 people. That's not massively multiplayer, that's...
Also, what category are we going by best on...
Exactly. Guess what won that category?
League of Legends?
Mm-mm.
What was the other two? League of Tanks and...
Republic and World of Tanks.
I bet the Old Republic won it.
World of Tanks.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, actually, the Old Republic sort of tanked so hard.
Yeah.
Into the Earth's crust.
Okay, best RPG.
Skyrim.
Diablo 3 or Mass Effect 3?
Skyrim, probably.
Skyrim, yeah.
Okay. Even though it's not really an RPG because you don't play any roles.
Okay, and then... Okay, right. This bit is a point of contention. Yeah. Ultimate Game of the Year.
See...
Now, I don't have the full list here, but I can pretty much say something here which is going to upset a lot of people.
It's going to upset me, isn't it?
The three that it's got listed, I would not list as Game of the Year. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the three that it's got listed are Battlefield 3...
Skyrim.
Diablo 3, and Skyrim.
Yeah. It's like, you could...
I would not put Diablo 3 on that list.
No.
I would not put Battlefield 3 on that list. Skyrim, I would say, could be on the list, but wouldn't have won it, in my opinion.
I don't think Skyrim's the best game of this year.
I don't...
It's the best game of last year.
It was a good game, but I don't think it was the best.
No, Skyrim's easily not the best. The best game of this year, actually... Let me think about this for a moment. I'll come back to you on that.
Yeah, and the greatest YouTube gaming award went to the Yogscast. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
The Syndicate Project. Actually, Syndicate Project came in second, Total Biscuit came in third.
I think the Yogscast are talented fellas, but their fan base, we've been over this too many times for it to...
You could beat their fan base to death with a
The Hannah and in the little bit for
I'm amped by them. That was funny. Yeah, for some reason, Hannah,
Singe.
And Martin and the Littlewood, they decided, and Dave's Chaos, they have their meeting in the middle of the exhibition hall. I went for a wander about at one point. As I walked past it, I got basically, like, two massive crowds, like, fucking, I am not joking, when I say, there was three ways you could go, all of them, this massive crowd converged. And the next thing I know, I hear people shouting, I am Dave Yorgnaut, and other people shouting, I am the Balls, to turn around and find out that Hannah and Shin are right behind us. And I am not joking. I had to fucking just, like, try and walk out of this crowd, and it was impossible. To which end, I had to, like, actually walk through one of the game's stalls to get round them.
I'm glad I was nowhere near them.
Yeah, actually, I remember later on in that day, I actually bumped into Shin when me, you and Steve were looking for Dej.
Yeah.
And I was on my phone trying to ring you. Next thing I know, I literally bumped into someone who was also on his phone. I turn around, it's actually Shin. Like, literally just walked into him.
And Sin's Twitter feed. Some cunt bumped into me.
I was expecting something like that. And, you know, it was just the amount of people who were there just crowding around, it was ridiculous. And in my opinion, they should have done it off to one of the sides or something.
Yeah.
In the middle. It was just an absolute joke.
Absolute fuckstorm.
Yeah.
I just can't stand the fans.
No, not at all.
So basically, golden joysticks were all a waste of time.
That's what's going to say. No, the thing is, I get it, they leave it up to the people, but people are idiots.
Yeah. There should be a...
I mean, come on, the fact that Diablo 3 is even on that list, Diablo 3 was terrible. No one should ever in their right minds have voted for Diablo 3.
Well, you know what the Blizzard fan base is like, retarded.
No, everyone who played Diablo 3 had a problem with it, though. I don't think even the people who liked it...
Hello, Era 37.
It was broken on launch.
You know my problem. It's like, It was laggy.
Shit. There was no diversification in the actual look of the game. They went, now level 50s can upgrade and become paragons. How many people do you reckon at level 50 and still play it? Because I don't think there's that many.
I don't think... Well, 9 million people played Diablo 3.
Yeah. I completed it once and then got halfway through the second game mode.
I've been through three times with Steve.
No, I completed the second game mode with you. Now, because Steve buggered off. We killed Diablo. I then got to the desert place on my second go-through.
Yeah. I was happy. I was done. I just went, right, I've reached Inferno. I'll come back to it another time.
I'm appalled that it's tainting my Battle.net account.
It takes so long to get... The thing that bothers me is that you have to go through the first three difficulties to get to Inferno.
I can see the
point... With every character you make.
Yeah, I can see the point in it, because then you're actually getting the loot in the gear, so it's not just a level one going into Inferno, because you wouldn't be able to even kill the first mob.
No, you'd just die outright.
But you should still give the option, because you could be a case of, oh, my friend's level 50, I'm level 1. I'll just join his game mode, and he can kill all the shit, and I'll get some loot and experience from it. Which is what people used to do in Diablo 2. There wasn't anything wrong with it.
No, they just took away the choice from the player base, really, didn't they?
It's a fucking joke.
Alright, Mr. Pandaria, I'm going to leave Guild Wars 2 out until another show, because we're running a bit long here.
Okay, no, we're there. No, I can pretty much sum Guild Wars 2 in a few in a sentence.
A letdown.
Fun while it lasted.
Yeah, it was... I could still see myself playing it for funsies on a weekend, though I'm bored.
It was fun while it lasted. The problem was, they tried to change it a bit too much, and said, oh, you don't need to grind. No, you still need to grind. It's just you have a bit more variety on what you can grind.
I found the quest to actually be very grindy.
Exactly. It was more grinding WoW, because it's like, okay, you can kill 10 of these bastards, and they'll drop 10 bear asses, and you can either hand in the bear asses, or you can just kill the bastards. But then you think, yeah, but I still have to kill about 50 things to get the required amount in the end.
You want
to
do the thing that levels you up the fastest.
Exactly.
The game looks beautiful. First stuff. World versus Worlds probably is a lot better now. We haven't actually played it, because the reason I'm saying it's better now is because people probably have an idea what they're doing instead of wailing on the gates with their bare fists. The thing that bothered me about Guild Wars is... I don't know, I just couldn't put my finger on it.
It was more of the same of everything else done, in my opinion, in a different manner, but it was...
I remember
it
now.
It wasn't as good a manner as it...
The variety of the combat.
Oh, God.
That's what... The combat lacked variety. It's like, well...
You have 5 abilities, or you can change weapon and get another 5 abilities. But the problem being, all the abilities were shit.
Yeah.
I played a ranger, and it was like, okay, long range shot, short range shot, rapid shot.
I can tell you which ability she used.
Yeah.
I started off playing, what was it? A Mesmer. And they sucked.
Yeah.
They sucked so hard. I got up to 50 and I went, lame. Started playing the Guardian, got it to 50, went, bleh.
Mm.
I've started a Warrior. That's a lot more fun, actually.
Yeah, I changed to a Rogue, and I was just basically flipping about and stabbing people. But the problem being is, like, flip over the back, stab them in the back. But guess what? They've turned around. You're no longer stabbing them in the back and not doing any damage.
The thing is, what we're trying to do is we're all trying to play a different class and sort of complement each other on... I think Tosh is the only one who got to 80, wasn't he?
The thing I didn't like is, as well, they were like, oh, you don't need a tank and healer. It's like...
You do.
Yeah, you do. But what you actually say is, when you say you don't need a tank and healer, is that, yeah, there isn't a tank and healer, but some classes are more suited to it. Like, Guardian will still be a better tank than a Rogue.
A Mage.
Fucking Mage will be a better tank, a better healer than a fucking Rogue.
Yeah, the problem is... The genre itself is sort of relying on that stuff now.
Mm.
Some of the fights in there, they can either be really dumbed down, or they need a fucking tank.
Yeah.
I do like the ability to be able to be picked up and stuff.
Yeah, that's something that I think WoW should have, where if you're out and about, someone can just run over, not just res. Although they pretty much got that now with Guild Res.
Yeah.
Res.
Doesn't work with people not in your party.
So... Just make sure you're in a party, or invite the person to the party.
Alright, Mr. Pandaria, I think we've got time for this.
Yeah.
Mr. Pandaria, I don't like it. Well, I say there's certain aspects of it I really don't like, but some of the stuff I really do. Where do you go on your thoughts?
Where do I begin? Right.
Pandas.
Panda!
I like pandas, so it's fun.
Panda! Okay, so, going from my first major gripe, in that I like, as I mentioned earlier, I like the lore of World of Warcraft. I like the story, I like the world. And the fact that they've gone to a continent which really didn't have much to begin with.
Started as an April Fool's joke, didn't it?
Yeah, it literally was, and then they started saying, well, actually, no, it wasn't April Fool's joke, but there is this continent called Pandaria. You can't get to where pandas from there. And then they since changed up and said actually changed from the Wandering Isles, although originally saved from Pandaria. Little bits like that.
I think it should have stayed and, been called the Wandering Isles. I'd have taken it a lot more seriously.
Yeah.
Mists of the Wandering Isles.
where the Wandering Isles, the Turtle Lore in it. That's about. It's a different place.
Yeah.
And then I thought this expansion is going to be shit because it's not going to make any sense. There isn't any major bad guys. But then now they've introduced these new like little scrolls that actually tell you the lore as you play. So it actually spoon feeds it. And there's a rep faction that does that and kind of stuff like that. And then they said, okay, well, actually what it is you are fighting these things called the Shah. And the Shah have negative emotions. And I thought at first, oh, fuck's sake. But then they go, but the Shahs are immortal because they are the last breath of an old god that died on Pandaria. And then they have
that's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah. And then they have the Morgu, which are... to be honest, I don't very often read WoW Insider, but I got linked it on a forum about a week ago to a Tinfoil Hat edition, which
yeah.
brought up some really good points. Because the Morgu are essentially these big, evil...
They're, what they're called? They're basically... They look, like, similar to Vycru.
Yeah, they're, like, kind of more pan... Like, essentially Asian-style Vycru with, like, kind of...
They're more panther-like.
Yes, yeah. But this Tinfoil Hat edition brought up the fact that the Morgu were very cruel and calculating. But then they brought up the fact that most of the Titans' guardians are.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Morgu are starting to reconstruct Titan things like Elgalon in...
Elgalon,
yeah, which is a sparkly dragon.
Do you think it'll turn out that the Morgu are fallen constructs
of
the
fallen
Titan?
They might not be fallen though. That's the thing. That's what they brought up. What if the Morgu, the way that the Titans thought of the lesser creatures, so like the wild creatures, were lesser creatures,
insects?
Exactly. That they had no free will of their own. They were just there. So that's why the Morgu would have imprisoned the Pandaren, which did what happened.
Sorry, a load of dust just fell on me.
And, I mean, Elgalon in Ulduar went to destroy the world, and then when you kill him, he's basically going, I didn't realise that you had such passion. What I did was a mistake.
Yeah.
Make sure this gets sent. But then at the same time, you look at the Morgu, and they're basically the same. They're just like, this world doesn't need to be saved. We need to do what we can. And there's in one of the dailies, the Golden Lotus dailies, which is one of the rep factions in the game, there's a daily which is to stop a ritual around this lake where there is a big beam of light coming from this little bit near the lake. And what he brought up the point was, that beam of light has been seen before.
Yep.
When Ronan sends the beacon from Ulduar to the Titans, which basically cancels the command to destroy Azeroth.
So... are the Morgu trying to re-originate Azeroth, basically?
Possibly, yeah. Wait, think about it.
Crap.
Give me
another Titan installation. I want to go there.
Yeah. Given the fact that the... Oh, there's also Ulduar has got some... Not Ulduar. Ulduar's got some as well, comes from them pyramids. Given the fact that Algalon basically was saying the world was corrupt because the old gods are rampant, the minions are rampant, Deathwings about, etc. And... the fact that there's a massive war, and the fact that the Morgu would be also kind of seeing that as well. So they would be doing what they're basically programmed to do, what they were put there to do. So in a sense, maybe they're not evil. They're just morally...
corrupt.
Well, not really corrupt either. They're doing what they're to do.
Yeah.
And in a kind of purpose, you can kind of relate to them and say, well, yeah, okay, the world is a bit shit at the minute because the Horde and the Alliance are ripping themselves apart. Deathwings just basically nearly destroyed the world. The elements are still in disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old gods are basically popping up left, right, and centre.
Garrosh is committing war crimes left, right.
Yeah.
He's dropping mana bombs and shit.
I mean, I don't know if you've started the Raytheon quest chain yet, Cobb.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And even he says something's coming, and a divided Horde and Alliance wouldn't be enough to do it.
So I feel that Sal Garrosh is coming.
Yeah. The thing they also brought up was the fact that the black dragon, well, dragons are born with the memories of their parents.
Yeah.
That's why they're so smart when they're born. And perhaps Deathwing wasn't following the old god's corruption as what needs to be. Because basically the Titans, they gave him care of the earth where the old gods are prisoned.
Yeah.
And they're saying perhaps he was doing it not just to fight against the old gods, but fight against the Titans himself as well. And he's saying that although he doesn't have his father's madness, he has all of his knowledge. So that's why he knows something's coming. Because Deathwing knew something was coming. Because he was getting told that. But because he was that mad, he didn't know what to do with it. So he was basically destroying the world.
Wouldn't it be weird if it turned out that Deathwing was actually trying to get the Horde and the Lions to team up to actually train them up to counter this fight?
I don't think that's what he was trying to do, but I think indirectly that's what's happening.
He could have been having a huge gambit there and trying to actually...
Yeah, but I don't think so. I think Deathwing was just stark raving mad, but I think his intentions...
Something is coming, though.
And I like that kind of side of things.
I like WoW. I still do. The story is excellent.
I'm really looking to 5.1. Looking forward to 5.1. The amount of stuff they're adding there, and a lot of it goes back to... I mean, a lot of the stuff's been data mined and leaked. Like, the sound files, so, like, the...
There's an Outlands question coming, isn't there, in Return to Black Temple?
Yes.
That's going to be sweet, by the way.
Come on! That's Warlock only. Fuck you.
What? The Return to Black Temple?
Yeah, it's Warlock only.
I've got a Warlock, it's fine.
Ah, yeah, it's better. The... Where they're saying it is, like, there's sound bits where the Blood Elves are actually doing something. Bane, who is probably becoming one of my favourite characters, is doing something.
Yeah.
Vulcan, who is my favourite character at the minute, is doing something. And he's even getting a book coming up early next year.
Yeah, Vulcan, isn't it? Like, something of the voodoo.
Yeah, Shadows of the Horde, I think it's called.
Yeah, something like that. About
Chen. And I know that in this next patch there's a sound clip where Vol'jin basically goes, Garrosh has shown his true intentions, I must hide for the sake of my people. I will meet you again shortly.
Yeah.
Because Garrosh tries to assassinate him.
Yeah, and he gets washed up on the shore of Pandaria. And
he's already on Pandaria. He's in that cave.
Yeah, but he washes up, doesn't he?
No, what happens is he's in that cave between and Veiled Step. And he gets poisoned there in a Pandaren and basically finds him and rescues him. I think it's probably going to be Chen, but he doesn't really explain that.
It's always going to be Chen. It could be Lawwalker.
Yeah, and basically says he would be dead but if not for his troll regeneration, but he needs assistance. And then as Vol'jin's kind of there nearly near death, he gives you his Hearthstone and goes, summon Thrall. You and Thrall go to the Echo Isles to find that the Corcoran are basically imprisoned the trolls there. So, you know, Thrall's coming back as well, which is good.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be Warchief.
Yeah. Jaina goes absolutely batshit crazy because...
Let's put a spoiler warning here, in case there are some WoW nerds listening. And they give a toss about the lore.
Okay, if you are a lore nerd, turn off the next 30 seconds.
I'll give it 60 seconds.
Basically, spoiler beginning now... I don't know whether it is happening or not happening, or whether he just gets wounded or thought to be dead, but Anduin...
Rin is killed by Garrosh.
I don't think he gets killed. I think he, given the appearance of him being dead, but I don't think he will die. And Jaina goes absolutely batshit crazy, kicks the Sunreavers out of Dalaran and also...
Kirin Tora are no longer a neutral faction.
Exactly. So I'll be interested to see how that plays out. I know they're putting a fuck ton of scenarios in. I'm actually starting to like scenarios because they do give you that kind of thing where bits would be pure story and you can't really change Dalaran
because
of the fact that people still need a level there. And I think these scenarios will really show it off really well.
After we're done here, after we're done with the podcast, we'll go do some scenarios because I haven't had a challenge yet.
Give it till next Saturday because hopefully they'll fix it. There's an achievement at the moment which is bugged.
Yeah.
You get an achievement for doing every single scenario on a Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind doing Ferramore anyway because I haven't had a chance.
We'll do that next week.
Alright, fair enough. We've spent 10 minutes on lore alone. This is good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the actual gameplay.
The focusing a bit too much on dailies.
What did you think of leveling first off?
I liked it.
I think it was... My problem with the hate of the leveling was the class I was leveling as.
Yeah.
I was leveling as a Balanced Druid in Resto Gear, which was...
It's the exact same as a Balanced Druid in Balanced Gear.
Yeah, but it's still a struggle for a Balanced Druid to level there. It's like...
Is it fuck?
No, actually, it's slow, that's what I'm going to say.
That's not.
It was. It took me like 4 days.
As opposed to me, which it took 4 days. Yeah. And I'm a warlock, I have a pet.
How much fun did you have with it, though?
Incredibly so. I am really glad that I'm playing a Demonology lock again, and I haven't had so much fun in a long time. The which also is another point where the Warlock class design has been sacked.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that? They did a really good class. He spoke out about some other class designs, didn't he?
He spoke about the other class designers, and he was basically, Warlocks have been the most underplayed class since early Wrath, I think it was, they said.
Yeah.
And he's brought the class back with a full swing. I mean, even in the guild, a lot
he's
of people...
He's done a good job.
Yeah, I mean, my original was a lock.
They shouldn't have outright sacked him.
Yeah, and I moved to a shaman because of the fact that locks were just so bad at one point, I just really didn't enjoy playing them anymore.
Yeah.
Because it was a case of you wouldn't get invited anywhere because you couldn't pull as much DPS unless you had ridiculous gear, which you couldn't get because you had to do them to get the gear. So I moved to a shaman and started healing for a bit and then started DPSing.
Bad healer.
Only in one place. Only in one place. Fucking dungeon. Ugh. Nightmares.
Yeah.
And then coming back to the expansion, I heard that Warlocks were coming back and I thought, yes, I've really enjoyed playing my lock to begin with, so I want to play my lock again. And I mean, you look at people who, in our guild, who, like, are primary druid and fucking other stuff, man, they've all re-rolled locks. And I'm just like, fuck's sake!
I'm kind of stuck playing a druid, aren't I? It's like,
yeah. How about your hunter?
No, it's not that I can't play any other class apart from those two, it's that I'm stuck playing druid.
Because you're a healer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose I could roll shaman.
Yeah, paladin, priest, monk.
Well, I've got all of them, haven't I? Except yeah. monk. I've got all the 85s and stuff. So.
But warlocks, I'm really enjoying. I really enjoy. But the problem I have is at the minute is you've put too much reliance. Like previously in early expansions, like Burning Crusade and Standard Wild, they did Burning Crusade, they had dailies to get rep, which wasn't too much of an issue because you could also do the dungeons to get reps with that faction.
Yeah. Now you can't.
They then moved on to the what they called Wrath of Lich King, where they brought out tabards, so you can get the tabard for the dungeon.
Yeah, tabards are fine.
Cataclysm stuck with the tabards. Not too bad. So you could also quest in the zone and get the tabards. This time you
have to do dailies.
You won't even get, with the exception of Shadowpan, Klaxi. No, that's it. The Shadowpan, the Klaxi are the only two factions where you actually get rep for doing quests, and then even so, it'll only get you to honors. The rest of it, you have to actually get through doing dailies. There are no tabard, where there is, but you don't get them until Exalted, like originally. You have to do dailies, and I've been doing the Cloud Serpent dailies, which get you the retarded dragon serpent thing. Finished that today. I've been doing them for about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Probably more. Golden Lotus, I've been doing for that amount of time. Probably more as well. And I have only halfway through Revered. Shadowpan, you don't unlock them until you get to Revered with Golden Lotus. The same with the August Celestials. Tillers, I've got Exalted with. I don't actually mind the Tillers days. They're quite quick and easy.
Yeah.
Plus you get rep from farming, which is alright. But some of the rep is just too much of a grind.
It's ridiculous. And the fact you have to get to Revered with... it's Honored with Golden Lotus before you can do any other dailies as well.
No, it's Revered.
Revered?
Yeah.
I'm going to be here a fucking while.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, that's how you get your Justice gear now. Previously, you would get it just from your faction vendor or from Dalaran. Now you have to...
It's only Valor gear, by the way, not Justice.
Justice and Valor.
You don't actually need the rep level for Justice, though. You can go down by it anyway.
No, you do need it.
And what's the point? Because you, by the time you've gotten to Revered with Shadowpan, you're going to...
I think you get 450 Justice stuff, but you get 463 Justice stuff once you get to Honored.
But there's no point, because by that point, you're already going to have the dungeon gear you need.
Exactly. It's odd.
But the thing is, as a raider, you're actually forced to do the dailies.
Yeah.
I'm actually forced to do them.
I need to get Revered with the Shadowpan August Celestial just to get the decent weapon enchants.
Yeah, me too.
I need to get to Exalted with the August Celestial to get me bag pattern for me tailor. I had to get Revered with the Golden Lotus in it to get me chest and glove and tailoring patterns, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't mind doing it, but the fact that is, such a big grind, and I am not joking. Some of these dailies, I've been on my computer from 11 o'clock this morning, and up until we did
He's just finishing the day. He's just finished them.
I have finished all of them by one set, which are arguably one of the... Wait, not the longest, in my opinion, but one of the most annoying, which is the Klaxis,
yeah.
Which is insect people. They are so annoying, because the mobs are in... It'll say, kill 10 of these, get 10 of these. It's like, there are only about 3 of these that aren't already dead, and the drop rate on it is 5%.
Well, the thing about the dailies is, the Valor Point gear is actually just so good. It's like, but gun patch, the next patch with actual raid content and stuff, this stuff is going to be completely obsolete.
I don't think there is going to be any raid content in 5.1, I think
5.2.
Yeah, I was going to say 5.1 is going to be Brawler Guild.
There's plenty of raid content in this patch. I'm not saying they need to release
The fact that they're staggering it isn't going to be too bad, plus the fact that I think they're going to try and release more patches more quickly now, because the way I'm pretty sure they were saying that 5.1 is going to come out in December at some point.
But the thing, I looked at the rep gear, and there's nothing there that's actually any good for me.
There's a lot that's good for me, just because a lot of it has hit gear on, and a lot of the stuff at the minute doesn't have hit gear on.
There's not a lot of spirit leather gear, if you know what I mean. Mm. Well, since there's only two classes that use it now.
Yeah, but there was only two... Wait, no,
there's only one. There'd be even less in...
I was going to say, there's Balance, Restore, and Mistweaver,
yeah,
is it?
Mistweaver.
Weaver, that's it.
But the problem is... I'm getting shit from the guilds because I'm not actually doing the dailies, because it's optional content and I refuse to do it. I make more money than the dailies by just playing the auctioners.
Yeah. I like the fact, though, that they have changed the dailies a bit now. They actually give you Valor. You can get Valor Cap just from doing dailies, which is pretty much what I've done. And you also get something called the Lesser Charm. Now, once a week, you can turn 80 of these Lesser Charms into
90
Charms. Is it 90? Sorry, there we go. 90 of these Lesser Charms into...
Lucky Charm of good luck or whatever.
Exactly. Problem being, I can earn about 250 of them a week.
Yeah.
And currently, they only stack to 180. They don't go into your currency tab. No idea why that is. And you have no other use for them. Apparently in 5.1 you can convert them into money, which is good, because I am just carrying these in my bag. They're using up bag space, and at the moment...
They give you an extra roll.
Yeah.
On loot, but I think that's a bit silly.
Not in my opinion.
Well, I suppose if you're in a guild like mine when there's only like two druids, and that's it, to compete with loot for, you know...
Yeah.
So
yours is a very bespoke gear set. If you're the only restore gear druid in your guild, and I'm betting there probably isn't many boomkins either.
I'm the only boomkin.
So I'm guessing you're the only person who's really competing for that loot. Like Gilla is Gilla, when the hunter isn't there, Gilla is the only person who'll be after male attack power shit. If anything drops which is male spell power, Gilla will just get it for his off spec because there is no one else who can use it.
Exactly.
I am a cloth DPS spec.
You're in fighting about four people.
Epi, and depend on which other casters are there.
Exactly. I think... The thing is, the drops, I know it's random loot, and it's, you know, random is random. But all we've seen in the last 3 weeks is leather DPS gear. Level agility.
Yes.
Level.
Yeah, that is true.
Have you seen that as well?
Bloody monks and rogues.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's because monks are going to be one of the most played classes this expansion. There's so much gear.
I haven't actually seen that many monks.
I know, it's like Tin Foil Hat. There's a conspiracy. Monks are all gear drop.
I don't think that we've seen that many of them, to be fair.
But we've seen... Well, they're all still leveling, aren't they?
No, most of them have hit a high level now. Even when I was... Okay, fair just when me and Steve started leveling alts...
A while back.
It's not a while back, about a week ago.
I got left behind. I was going to come join you guys and you...
I just couldn't be asked about, because I was like... Sorry. Yeah, I was pretty much like that.
I don't know, I'm braiding my own hair, what the hell.
Last weekend I was really tired and I couldn't be asked. And I was like, I'll just go ahead with ours. Within a day he was level 60. And...
Yeah, he's good at that, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I'm leveling a paladin at the moment as well. And they've actually made engineering really easy to level up.
I've actually had a nightmare gearing up from heroics, haven't I?
Yeah. yeah.
Basically, for you boys and girls at home, I play a resto druid who use leather spirit gear. And I ran, I think it's at this point, it's I'm at 60 heroic dungeons completed. And I'm still not fully geared. My gear just does, flat out doesn't drop. And when it does drop, it gets needed by the fucking monk DPS or tank. It's like, it so rarely drops. It's absurd. It's like, and all my stuff drops off the last bosses. So I actually have to sit there till the end of the dungeon to, like, fucking get it. I can't just drop group.
Run with your guild or our guild. I mean, I know a lot of people in our guild still run groups. And I mean, besides this other guild that they've merged with, which I still don't know half of them, and a couple of them still do my heads in. I mean, there's people like Giller and Nebby and...
The old favourites.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like my guild. From being in my absence of the last half of Cataclysm, they merged with another guild. I'm familiar with the... I actually don't mind some of the other guys. They're not too bad, you know, they're decent. You can have a bit of banter with them. Since then, though, some other people have joined, and...
They're Tards. We think they're the same guy.
Yeah, he puts the Tard into Huntard.
He puts the Tard into Retard.
Yeah, and I really don't like him. I end up having an argument with him with everything. It's like the other day he was complaining that he only pulled 30k DPS, and he's a Hunter. The night before we were
arguing... It's not because he's a Hunter, it's because he's bad.
No, wait, he's a Hunter. And he was saying that he's arguing that survival is better in this expansion. And we were like, well...
No, it's Beast Mastery.
Exactly, the numbers say Beast Mastery. Every website says Beast Mastery. And he went, well, MMO Champion says otherwise. And I was like, you don't go to MMO Champion for information like that. You go to MMO Champion for stuff that's coming on future content.
Or just a laugh at the forums.
You go to Noxic and websites such as that, which actually give you the information that require. Yeah. Or your class things. You don't go to that. And basically, he wouldn't have it. And then he argued that on the Shah, he only did 30k DPS.
Which is bad.
Because he was claiming frame rate problems. And I was just... I basically lost my rag at this point. The raid beforehand, when we did Moggy Vaults and we were doing the first boss, he was basically buzzing because he pulled 120k DPS on the trash pulls, where it was AoE. The night after, the run after we did that, on the same trash pull the week after, I pulled, I think it was 150k DPS, which showed him up because I did one respec, which is, I got the AoE drain life, which I didn't actually realise was as powerful as it was until I was told so. And on the actual bosses, he was only pulling something like ridiculous, like 25k DPS. And I was, and he's a Hunter. He has to move. He doesn't have to really rely on, like, the fact that he has to move too much.
There's not a lot of stuff well, I've got a lot of experience playing a Hunter at raiding level.
Yeah.
But basically, Hunters have a lot of instant casts, but they're very focus reliant. They just steady shot 3 times and they're back to full focus then. But
even so, you can use that aspect of the Fox, can't you?
Yeah, but it's a bit shit. But you still, can still use it to move.
Exactly. And I'm a warlock. Okay, so I have an instant cast corruption. Instant cast hand of gold down, which I can cast it twice before it'll like trigger a cooldown has to go through. Then I have Shadow Bolt, which is just under 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then what that'll do is that'll proc something called Molten Core, or all my abilities will proc Molten Core, which then trigger my Soulfire to be a 1.5 second cast. But still, I have to stand and cast. I have Fill Fire, which is... Okay, I can use that on the move, but it's shit. I can pop Demon Form every so often, which makes my Shadow Bolt become instant cast.
Swish.
Which is good. But the fact is, that'll only last for a certain period of time. I have to stand still a lot of the fight, and even though it was a very movement-based fight, I was still raking in 45k DPS.
Which is still quite respectable, even though I'm going to say that what you should be really pulling on these sort of fights is 60-80k.
Yeah, I know. I need to get more gear, though. At the minute, I'm pretty much reliant on haste, so a lot of my other stuff, like...
That's fair enough. You're not playing Affliction, are you?
No, I'm Demonology.
Because Affliction is falling behind.
Actually, Affliction's the top at the minute.
At the moment, it's not. On fights like Elegon, it's very far behind everything else.
Yeah, Elegon isn't, because the fact that you can just stand still on that fight, pretty much. Currently, the top DPS class for Warlocks is Affliction, followed by Demonology, followed by...
Demonology's really fun.
Destruction, because Destruction's actually really quite bad at the moment. But at the moment, I'm just going to bring up Noxic at the moment. Affliction, if you have the same gear, the best slot gear at the moment, the top DPS you can pick up as Affliction is 105,000 DPS. The Demonology is 99,000 DPS, and the Destruction is 91,000 DPS. So it's a big jump.
It's nice that we're pulling the DPS of 100-man raids in Burning Crusades. It's like...
yeah. Well, it means, I've been running the C3 in Molten Core, and I've just been, going, pull up the whole thing, get silenced, stand there for a bit, taking it in the face, and then just...
one shot.
Well, yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like, okay. You know, that's just ridiculous.
That is. Alright, what do you think of the dungeon content? Yeah, it's a bit meh, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no dungeons I stand out and enjoy because they're too easy.
It's...
the only dungeon I like the look of, I don't like the actual dungeon's mechanics or anything, Shadow Pan Monastery.
Oof.
I like the look of it. I don't like the dungeon. I like when you stand outside, you're on a hilltop and you're walking around drawbridges between...
yep.
Stuff. That's cool.
Not a big fan.
Raids. What do you think of Mogoshan vaults so far? I know you've only seen the first boss technically.
Yeah, I was going to say I fought the second boss a bit as well, but I've
done him.
LFR. First boss, different.
It's hard as hell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It needs proper execution.
Yeah, it is twicky. It's tricky.
It's tricky. It's very tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky at the minute, just it's because twicky. Of the fact that...
Very tricky. Did I just make a Buck Rogers reference?
No idea. I honestly have no idea with you. You disgust me. It's tricky. It's tricky.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that... the way that it works makes the... It makes the dungeon difficult, the raid difficult, because the fact that you can get three different types of four adds, like bosses essentially, each with their own different abilities. And it's really tricky because if you get the Jasper one, which chains two people together, you have to hook on top of each other. But it's such a movement-heavy fight that it'll drop pools on the ground or mines on the ground while all the time AoE damage is going down if you get the green add up. And as a result, you have to keep moving, but you have to move with this other person. And if you get, in my case, if you got tied to a healer, it wasn't too bad because they generally stood still as much as possible and I would just rely on them to shout at me when they want to move. If you got moved with a melee character, have fun. They just keep fucking moving to hit the boss. And you're like... right, he's under the boss somewhere. I can't see him. I'm just going to have to run forward and hope I'm stood on top of him.
That fight, we wiped on it 10 times, even though we got out and farmed. Do you know why? Because we brought in a new tank. Told he knew the tactics. Really didn't.
Yeah.
He's gone now, by the way.
I got the kick city.
Of course he did.
Huh.
He's not good enough. If you're not good enough, you get the kick.
How come you're still there, then?
Because I'm good enough, clearly.
Yeah. Anyway, can we start wrapping this up? I actually want to finish my claxes off before we...
finish the podcast. I want to do dailies.
Wait, no. The fact is, we did say it was only going to be half an hour. We're currently up to 1 minute 20.
1 hour 20. 1 minute 20. Oh, wow.
It's the time changes, okay? The clocks have changed.
Let me have my say on the raids. I think the raid's very well designed and challenging. The third fight in there, the spirit troll, is really fucking good on normal. It's like, you stand on the totems as part of a team, you go in, nuke all the adds, leave. But healers get a special buff, which instantly regens their mana to full.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I can't wait until I actually have some money, because I'm changing my warlock into a troll warlock. I like the fact that trolls...
why?
Because trolls are awesome.
You're not awesome.
Yeah, I am.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this half an hour long podcast that it was originally intended to be.
Hey.
We're good at this. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I'm at RecraHazard. RECR Hazard. And you can email me at recreationalhazard@gmail.com. Or .co.uk, I'm not sure on that.
Death threats incoming!
Oh my god, you spoke badly about Boof Babes, you gay lord.
Oh no, I'm writing them.
Just like, hello, piss lips, can't wash you.
I really hope that I was mashing the keyboard there. I really hope it was coming through on Skype.
You vegetarian backpacking cunt.
Yeah, you are.
You remember that, don't you? It's like the first night we're there. It's like, there's a guy in sandals and he's like a twat.
Yeah. Yes, this from the speedboat, of course.
Oh, come on, I snore a little.
That was not a little. I honestly have not heard diesel engines that loud.
It wasn't that bad. I think what took the piss is when I sat up and
bed
shouted.
Bed was shaking with you snoring.
It makes it sound like we shared a bed. It's like,
yeah, it was a bunk bed.
Yeah, but imagine, remember me the second from last night, I sat up and shouted at the poor old man opposite. It's like,
no, I was just like the back, oh, will you shut up? And I hear this.
That fucking car alarm. Diesel engine, mate. He's gone. He's gone. He's actually gone.
Oh, that's fair.
Alright, let's wrap this up. Thanks for everyone for listening. We've been Cobbler and Wadey.
Hey!
I like how my nickname has nothing to do with my actual name, and yours has, like, yours is, like, part of your name. It's like,
okay, hey!
Let's wrap this up. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.